It's something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
See, Toledo, I was going to do something else, and I got me all jacked up about this whole deal. Officer Ben Carl, you have got to stop texting Toledo about this, because then he talks to me about it. I'm going on this ride-along on Tuesday, and I've been told my mission, Brady. And I swear to God, if I go through some sort of a test or what, just prepare yourselves that I may not be coming back next Wednesday. If there's an opportunity for me to put on the blue and be part of this situation, I'm staying.
Do you have a preference, like City of Phoenix? That's where you are.
Wherever the action is, more people I can shoot at.
Are you Fountain Hills? You're not.
No, I'm Phoenix.
You're Phoenix.
Yeah, but it's something boiling Fountain inside Hills, me that makes Fountain me want to do this, and I don't know what it is. I'm Fountain Hills.
Paradise Valley, I'm
just
sorry.
A little annexed area where I am. Over by Granada Park.
It's Tonto Verde.
It's a real sliver that runs down Lincoln, and then you pop into my hood, my little area. But yeah, I'm so excited about this. He told me some details of what we're going to take a look at. We're going to do some surveillance work. We're going to get out there, knock some perps on their asses.
You going to wear your Jaffo hat?
I don't know what that is. What's a Jaffo?
Just another.
What's a Jaffo?
Because if you get up in the copter. Observer,
that's it. I was going to say officer, but that's from Blue Thunder.
Blue Thunder, John.
Oh, for God's sakes. Old reference lost on younger viewer. What's a Jaffo hat look like? I don't know what
just
that is.
J-A-F-O. Initials.
Oh, it says it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of like Sherlock Holmes hat. It actually just says Jaffo, which is Jaffo. Junior Air Force.
Just
officer.
Another effing observer.
Oh, God. So it's a catchphrase, too. Yes. Like foobar.
So throw right. that out. Throw that out to Ben if you.
Then
know.
Throw the
no.
Then throw the chopper into whisper
to
mode.
To answer maybe. Your Brady, these are you're talking about like whirly birds. These are not the choppers they have now. The technology is so surpassed. Roy
like
Scheider's
Michelangelo.
No
way.
Yes, Blue Thunder was way ahead of.
Yes,
time.
Way. Sixth grade when Jerry Foster of Channel 12 came to my Roosevelt Elementary School every year. Right around March or April, Jerry Foster from Channel 12 would come land the chopper in our big field at Roosevelt. And it was 83, 84, 85. And then he would take – and then Jerry got busted later for selling weed out of the chopper. I don't know if you remember that story or
no. Yeah.
You knew Jerry Foster. He was a legendary helicopter pilot, news helicopter pilot here. And he would rescue people every time hillbillies were in washes. Jerry would hook them with that skid on the chopper and – pull the whole truck out and don, don, don. It was like a Scooby-Doo episode. Everyone would go find a mystery and he'd solve it with a helicopter. And then Jerry was just this kind of laid-back dude, but he was Jerry Foster in Air 12. And it was Patty Kirkpatrick and Kent Dana, Mark Curtis with sports, Bill Austin's weather, and Jerry Foster solving crimes in the sky. 12 News. And you're like, oh, this is great. So he'd come to our schools, and when Blue Thunder came out, we had a big tree out in the middle of the field. And he'd go, all right, kids, see you later. And he'd just keep the thing about 7 to 10 inches off the ground, wiggle around the schools and get behind the tree. And you're like, is he gone? What happened? I didn't see anything. Come up behind that tree and all the kids go, oh, Blue Thunder, Blue Thunder, Jerry.
He's in
thunder.
Silent mode.
What we didn't know is Jerry was high on something called Blue Thunder. And he was cranked
it
out of his brain.
I thought he just got busted.
Selling. He had pot. He had pot in the 12 chopper, like bags of it. He was dropping it down on Guadalupe. Jerry Foster.
Foster. Well,
he was awesome.
A lot of those guys were all pilots from NAM. A lot of the
I think he might have been. Yeah. He was probably about that age. He came out of NAM. Yeah. Just rescuing everybody. If you were in trouble, Jerry Foster, you wanted to see him before the police. The cops were going to take time. Jerry would scoop down, no holds barred, and just scoop you right out. And you'd be, people like, it was a different
no
time.
No wonder most of the time he'd get on the speaker and throw the weed out.
Right. And he'd get out of the, well, because most of the time he had to beat the cops to the crime because he was involved. But I remember one, there was this lady hanging off the skid of 12 News helicopters. He pulled her out of water.
I remember that.
There's no, like, basket or any, like, authority figures or anything. Oh, Jerry was the man.
This is DPS Air Rescue. Visibility near zero, strong gusty winds,
when you'd have
and a hard driving rain.
In the same area.
Oh, and that had to change because we crashed.
That him?
No.
Maybe. How you doing? There's Jerry Foster. And look, have you noticed this? We've got a crashed plane. And
Jerry's there?
Jerry's there filming the actual officers arriving. He was there first. Look at
dude's
that.
Dude's in there.
Wow. Right there. I got to look at these other guys, okay?
Yeah, there's people in the crashed plane.
How did he get there?
Who was there first with a camera? Foster. And then all the authority figures come running up the hill, and Jerry's like, I beat you. I won.
Wow.
Jerry was the man.
You guys stand there. I'm going to get the baby.
And he got fired in 1988 because he was sucking down the gunge while he was rescuing everybody.
Hey, you cope how you cope.
Right, yeah. You don't know. You weren't there. I'm a news chopper guy. Oh, it was amazing. But yeah, every sixth grade. I mean, it was literally the first orgasm we all had. And blue thunder. Coming up over that tree.
Blue thunder.
It's the only thing we knew. I don't remember a word Jerry Foster said to us. Probably stay off drugs.
The article.
Yeah, Foster fall from grace. Mm. You're all right by me, Jerry. It was a different time. That would piss you off if you were like 75. And you lost your job 25 years ago for smoking weed, and now it's, like, legal. You've spent the last quarter century trying to figure out how to fly again. You're not allowed, but weed is cool.
For those people who say Holmberg tells fantastical stories, you're on this one. Jerry Foster piloting his television station's helicopter dropped low, dipping the skids into the water.
Oh, the dude was
an
ridiculous.
An officer who was riding on one of the skids, holding one of his legs with one hand, grabbed a girl and lifted her up out of the water.
I don't tell fantastical stories. I tell fantastic stories. I ain't making this up. I used to sit and watch the news in sixth grade because Jerry Foster was probably going to pluck some dumb broad out of a river with his chopper. He never got out.
And you're smart about the camera because he says the scene was being filmed by a man on shore with whom Foster had left a camera and some instructions.
There were some things he was up to. It turned out he was a little bit crooked, but... like, he probably set up a lot of stuff.
Film this, I'll give you weed.
I'm guessing he knocked a lot of fat ladies into rivers and then set up a side cameraman and then arrived. He was always magically there first.
So he plucks her from the water.
That's amazing.
Goes over and drops her down on the sandbar, lands his copter, sprints over, performs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation until the girl regained consciousness.
Yeah. And but all of this
that,
before anybody
hands
was there.
The camera to the dude first.
Okay, second, he didn't have access to, like... knowledge of the incident. He was always there.
Wow.
So even in sixth grade, I'm kind of like, Jerry Foster beats the authorities to all the... he's doing this. Like, he's setting this up. He's constantly trying to get attention for himself by knocking fat ladies into washes and then rescuing them and looking like the hero. There's no doubt in my mind that
Foster
some
built
of it was
his
fake.
Career on dramatic rescues.
Yeah. Well, that's all he ever did. He was such a huge part of the news.
Others called him a rule-bending hot dog.
He was that,
so
too.
We're gonna find
that's
out
what made him the rebel we loved.
The one we just watched where the plane's just wrecked and the people are sitting there. He asked them to get back in the plane.
Probably.
For the filming.
We're all right. Get in there. I'm first in. Jerry probably shot that plane down. That's the only way you get to a plane crash before everyone else.
Amazing.
And he's standing there, camera on the tripod set up. Hey, guys, they're over there. Why aren't you helping?
Oh, here we go.
I am helping. I'm helping.
And here's
my
where the story takes a turn.
Uh-oh.
Away from the cockpit and camera, though, Foster hung out with a biker gang. That group would usually take weekend motorcycle trips that involve beer, pot, and occasionally speed.
See, Jerry was trouble, but nowadays he'd be cooler than ever.
Oh, it included in 1996 when Foster was indicted on methamphetamine charges.
Yeah, no, he had issues.
Maybe that's where the tips
don't
were coming
from. Don't ruin my
hero.
No, I'm just
maybe
saying.
Maybe that's
just
where the tips were coming from. The
confirming
gang.
Your story.
He might have crossed the gang.
Hey, Soft Shell, could you shoot this one
that
down?
That could be it. Soft Shell, it's Foster in the sky. What do you got?
Knocked a fat lady in the river over there at coordinates are 5535 west. Boy, 122 east. Get over there, Foster.
We discover now, you see the videos, and like there's always the sound of a Harley pulling off in the
right
distance.
Right here. Blah, 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 leaving.
John, Jerry Foster was one of the original Dirty Dozen motorcycle
God
club.
God damn it. This guy's getting cooler by the second.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're
how did
to...
they get away with firing him?
I have no idea. I don't know.
You don't fire Jerry.
Foster's been fired. This is where the dude decided to kill someone.
Regulators.
The dude does not abide.
Isn't that amazing? I had no idea. You just figured the guy. Oh, yeah, it was weed. No, the guy's
oh, no,
he was linked.
A terrible man. And thank you, Toledo, for throwing a wet blanket over my childhood. Guy was the coolest. Every March I looked forward to.
No, clearly he's cool.
Sure,
he's
he
awesome.
Doesn't.
Yeah, you know what's worse? I moved here in February. I had no idea. February 1983, I had no idea. I moved here, go to Roosevelt Elementary. My dumb buddy Mark Stebbings, Jeff Begley, we're all idiots. He's like, oh, Jerry Foster Day. I'm like, what's this Jerry Foster Day you speak of? Like, oh, this is the greatest day in elementary school history. I didn't realize it was an annual event.
And you thought he was throwing out jelly beans when he was
in
school.
Yeah, he's just giving us speed and California sunshine.
His trick or treat was a lot
it
different.
Was awesome. And probably his message was, yeah, I go through a lot of things. You kids stay off drugs until you're 18, then call me. But yeah, he was a hero of mine. That's what I'm going to be Tuesday on my super ride-along. Boy, hopefully I can get up in the chopper.
Talk about member berries.
Oh, I got some serious Jerry Foster member berries. That guy was my hero.
Every year.
How I'm not a helicopter pilot is beyond me, because that's all I watched. Channel 12's on. I was the weirdest kid in the world. Fifth, sixth grade, I wanted to watch the news. I get through the baby fires and the people drowning and the houses that are burning down and people kicking in doors just to see if Jerry scooped up a fat lady. But now, you know, when you get a little older and you start realizing, why is Jerry the first one on scene all the time? It's because he's causing the problems. Is he still alive? I don't even know if he's still around. He's got to be.
So.
He's probably, I know he's awake. He never sleeps because of the meth. But. Yeah, all our heroes are assholes is a real thing. Eventually, you'll uncover it. But man, fifth, sixth grade, there was nothing better. Jerry used to land that thing in that big old field over in Tempe, Roosevelt Elementary, the Rough Riders. We gave him a shirt, a Rough Rider shirt, and he wore it. And then it changed. Then Dewey Hopper started to show up, the gay weatherman. Then it got weird. Because he actually talked about weather and stuff, and he couldn't rescue anybody. Maybe you could rescue a dude from choking by, well, you know, by just backing off a little. Anyway, sorry, I got my ride along. I'm excited, but again, I warn you, all of you, be prepared for Porkopolis to be your sole income. Because if this goes well Tuesday, you'll never see me again. I'm going blue.
Got a book, John.
Earthbound Misfit. Channel 12. It's got 5 stars. I bet you the stories are fantastic. Does he admit to fudging all the stories? He has to, right?
Covers his fall from grace, so yeah. His years of reclusiveness.
This guy says he was the original Nightcrawler. Think what he could have done with Airwolf. Oh, I remember watching the news for that guy as well, just growing up. It was awesome. Yeah, the member berries for Foster were the best. And if you can imagine, Patty Kirkpatrick, who used to be on the news, she was smoking hot back then. They had a good news team.
Channel 12 News with Kent Dana and Patty Kirkpatrick, Mark Curtis of Sports, Bill Austin's Weather, and Jerry Foster in the Sky.
Helped by a fellow author, Dee Dee's.
I don't know about that. I don't care about that. I want that book to admit that he knocked some fat ladies in washes and scooped them up. But again, so illegal what he used to do. Like, and somehow or another, ground footage, too. They'd have time. Like you said, like there's a dude on the side of the river filming the fat lady hanging off of his chopper. And I'm like, you don't deduce this as a kid. You're like, this is amazing television. And then you're like, wait a minute. Who's the cameraman? Because there's a guy on the ground. He's filming this. And this was before cell phones. You had to have a camera.
He was probably one of the first, like, back in the day when the faces of death were hitting the scene. Like, this guy's attacked by a croc. Here's the camera. Film
right, the cameraman's in front of, like, all the guys are like, we're going to crawl into the snake hole. And there's a camera he's talking to that's already been placed in the snake hole. It's like, well, somebody beat you to this. Jerry Foster was probably at the table hitting the monkey in the head in faces of death. It ruined my image of Jerry. Anyway, that'll be me on Tuesday. I can't wait. Cannot wait. News chopper, air chopper guys for the news now are like, They don't get to rescue anymore. Too many incidents.
Are you sure the chopper thing is happening for you?
No. I'm not sure. He mentioned it, and I got all tester gained up, bonered out, and I was ready to go. I'm like, did you just say Firebird 1? I've seen that on Life PD. He goes, well, we'll try to get you up in there. I'm not sure that's right.
Jerry's your pilot.
Just a bag of meth for me.
And Jan Michael.
And he just looks at me and goes, 1 for you, 2 for me. 1 for you, 2 for me. What are we going to do with these? We're going to smoke them, boy.
Let's relive some of those Rhodes junior high days.
Oh, we're going to get out there.
Roosevelt
Elementary.
This will help you with air sickness.
Yeah. The things you're going to see. I don't know why I always picture it. I don't know why I make him Sam Elliott. Nowhere near that.
The dude wanted to fly.
So then he dropped me off at the bank with a camera.
Right. And then miraculously, there was a robbery.
John, I remember Jerry Foster. Seriously, that dude needs to be made into a movie.
A statue, a movie.
Should have been a character in the Ron Burgundy movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the chopper pilot. Just fat ladies hanging off the skid. You couldn't do that today. If Scott Passmore tried to get a fat lady to hang off Channel 3's Penguin Air, he'd get sued like crazy.
The setup. He landed, gave a guy a camera.
Yeah.
flew back over with
film everything you see.
And then landed them. And saved her.
All before anybody with a helicopter for realsies with police training and medics showed up.
$10 I get her to grab the skid.
Yeah.
Film everything you see here.
Tunk. Roll him.
Wow.
He's awesome. Sorry, got excited about him. I'll be up in the bird. So, yeah, if you're going to commit a crime, do it, like, Tuesday. I don't know if it's legal for me to talk about this, but if you're going to do it Tuesday, because there's a good chance I'll be on the scene. This ride-along is going to be
great. Yeah, I wouldn't have talked about it.
I know. I tell a fantastic story, guy. You would wait. I'm talking about it. If you plan on doing something terrible to your family, do it Tuesday.
Apparently, he's got a regular speaking gig at Embry-Riddle University in Prescott.
No kidding. What not to do.
Yeah.
So Jerry taught some of those terrorists.
One time, I had a bag of...
One time I was flying on sunshine, floating around, knocking fat ladies into washes. Anyway, I had my Hell's Angels out with me running camera. It's 8:54. Yeah, sorry, I got sidetracked.
The other local news hated him. Because controversial figure because he inserted himself in the news
he
story.
He was the story, which used to be a journalistic faux pas. Now it's what you do. And Jerry was the catalyst for that. Well, Jerry was the story.
This one says that law enforcement agencies routinely called on him because of his skills to help with rescue on the mountain.
Scooping up fat ladies like nobody's business. He being more fat chicks than
and
Eric when he was single.
Trapped in raging flood water.
Oh, yeah. That's all
whatever you're taking,
was.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, why do you think I'm so addicted to Hillbillies in a Wash? It was indoctrination of Jerry Foster three times. And like the monsoon seemed like it was every day because Jerry could pull somebody out of water. He'd find people just in peril in pool. He'd dip you out of a pool if he had enough room. If you didn't have enough trees in your backyard and somebody was drowning, he'd scoop you right out with the skiff. He's great. Anyway, I can't wait.
And again, ratings were with Cool TV. Which one was that?
Cool is Channel 10.
Oh.
They changed to KTSP. It's 8:55. Very sorry about that. I regale you with Jerry Foster stories. The greatest news chopper man ever. Then arrested later and shamed into turning him into just a horrible drug dealer.
Thanks, John. You grew up with Jerry Foster. I saw Corey McCluskey at Red Robin. He had his nails painted.
I saw Corey McCluskey driving a classic Porsche with fingerless gloves on. Douche. You're no Jerry Foster. You're not going to scoop anybody up
he
in that.
He can sing.
Only thing he's going to rescue in that thing is another dude wearing his gloves. His hair.
Hafner's got nothing on Foster.
No, Bruce, he's been neutered. It's not his fault. He probably wants to be Jerry Foster.
That is a bit of a letdown, McCluskey to Foster.
McCluskey is the Dewey Hopper of this generation. Dewey was a big, fat gay that used to come to our schools.
Make me Google him.
Yeah, oh no, he went to San Francisco to do weather. And I guarantee he's never been happier in his life. That's hyper. And he used to be throw the sunshine. That was awful. Dewey used to toss his magnets at the TV. Forget it.
He was that guy?
He was Jim Howell's backup.
I remember those.
Yeah, there were plenty of the magnets and they tossed them. And they were amazing. Like, it's going to be sunny in Flagstaff. From about 8 feet away, they'd stick a sun on Flagstaff. Some clouds and shoulder.
That's awesome.
Yeah, anyway, sorry. Local news memories. Back when it mattered. I miss you, Jerry. We should try to book Jerry Foster on the show.
Okay.
See if you can get
him. All right.
He's got to be 105 now.
75.
See if he'll float in. See if he'll land one. Oh.
We got room, right?
Oh, I'll take 10 Vialafil that morning.
According to you, he can land it anywhere.
He can put it on your car. He's unreal. He'll scoop you out of the studio if you want.
Oh, awesome.
He's amazing. Zero crashes. So I think Ian's going to join us in a minute. Sorry, I got real excited about my ride along. I'm very excited. Oh, if I can get up in that chopper and shoot people, it'll be the best day of my life. It's 98 KUPD. Sorry.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
Coming up over the hill, Jerry's in the air. Through streaks across that big western sky, Arizona's everywhere. An eye in the sky when you're on the run. Before you hit
this
the street, you can turn to Jerry's traffic reports only on News Channel 3.
In the 90s, when Patty Kirkpatrick moved to Channel 3, so did Jerry.
We've reached out.
Sky. Oh, the best
He's
thing.
He's that chopper guy with a golden grin, and his view is wild as free.
Chopper pilot.
He's got new choppers. Riding one. choppers in his mouth.
Do they have... Oh, we'll talk to Ian about this. I would imagine England's too boring to have a kick-ass renegade helicopter super pilot. We'll get to that in a second. I can tell he swelled up with a story. Ian's going to join us in just a moment as we talk to Ian. I have a very serious email for you that I got just yesterday that I saved.
This segment's getting serious.
It's going to be like, what would Ian do?
Oh, 6 months in and we're getting serious?
Yeah. Are we 6 months in?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
No, probably way. 6 months. I think that's the time you start getting serious in relationships.
Oh, my.
Right?
I think we have to make a commitment or move on, right?
We need to have the conversation, as you Americans say. That's a really weird...
All right, stop. This isn't your segment. Yeah. Yeah. Sit down over there. Jesus, I haven't even played the Elton Johnson.
He's on fire.
Crying out loud. He comes in all... It's been 2 weeks. He won't shut up. We'll talk to Ian Canfield in the morning on Thursdays in the
football
picks.
I've got some cat thoughts as well. Okay. Is she back?
Okay. No.
Oh, I was hoping she would be because my cat thoughts are a bit harsh.
All right, okay, well, here we go with that. All right,
not my segment yet.
It's a teaser. Stop teasing them about your pussy talk. It's 98KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.